Blog Talk Radio.
Defending conservative values and the Constitution of the United States. You're about to be on the Sig Knowledge Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Sig Knowledge Show right here on Blog Talk Radio and the New Colony Network. Tonight, we're going to be continuing our discussion on Jade Helm 15. And for those who don't know, or for those who didn't tune into my show yesterday, Jade Helm 15 is a massive special forces military exercise that's going to be exercised from July 15th to September 15th of this year. And it's going to go coast to coast. It's going from Florida across the Gulf Coast states through Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and even into parts of Southern California. And last night I gave some of the nuts and bolts and ABCs of Jade Helm 15, who's involved, who the players are, and what the Department of Defense has stated as its intended purpose. However, the thinking person, when they look at this logically, knows that the government, one, is notoriously they have the reputation of not giving out the correct information. I mean, if you don't believe me, look at Roswell. Whatever happened out there in 1947, the United States government's still covering up. But there's a lot of things about Jade Helm that make sense, and then there's a lot of things that don't make sense. And we're going to try to weigh if what doesn't make sense outweighs what does make sense. And we're going to get into some of the subtle nuances and finer points of Jade Helm that I'm sure are going to raise your eyebrows and make you start thinking about just exactly what is the government doing behind your back and what are they doing in your name. And last night we had a little technical trouble. We were supposed to simulcast with my friend Wolfpack over there on Haywire Gulch Patriot Radio at haywiregulch.com. And we're going to see if we can see if the technical difficulties are taken care of today. And here in just a couple of minutes, we'll see if we can get him on the line and see what's going on with him. But I invite, if everybody looks at the show page, okay, if you're listening online there on Blog Talk Radio, I've got links up on the show page there, links to Jade Helm 15, and in those links, there's a map. And, in fact, in a couple of those links, there's maps of the states involved and the color designators of the states, but there's some abbreviations that are on those maps that we're going to get into tonight so everybody will have a better, a more clear understanding of what the government, what the United States Army Special Operations Command, that's who's running this, claim that they're doing with Jade Helm 15. And we'll also go into some of the opinions that are going around the web. Some of them are expert opinions, opinions from veterans, combat veterans at that, that are going to, they've given their opinion of what they think this is, what it is and what it isn't. And we're going to try to see if we can make heads or tails of this. And I invite anybody that listens to this on Blog Talk Radio, if you come on live, whether you agree with my political position or not, feel free to call in. Let's talk about it. Let's see if we can figure out together what this is. But I got to tell you, as I said last night, I gave about three possibilities that I think would explain Jade Helm 15. And at the end of the show tonight, I'm going to give my own personal opinion, what I think is my definitive opinion of what I think the United States government is doing here. But obviously there are a lot of possibilities, and there's things that we ruled out. Last night I ruled out there has been talk that the United States is going to cede back seven states to Mexico, what used to be called Aztlan. I don't believe that. I don't believe that the United States has given up seven states to pay back a debt for China. I don't believe that either, because the simple fact of the matter is that if the United States government did that, look at all the tens of millions of people that would be left involved here that are going to be really pissed off. I mean, that's not a reasonable explanation of what's going on here with Jade Helm 15. So anyway, let's see if we can get my friend Wolfpack here. Let's see if he's on the line there at Haywire Gulch Patriot Radio. We'll see if he's got the technical difficulties worked out there. Just bear with me, folks, see if we can get a hold of him.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? Last night we had some technical issues, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. I had to remove a couple of programs that, and then reinstall and then remove Skype like a dozen times and reinstall it.
Well, I must have been getting some bad command prompts or something, you know, with it. There was a glitch in the software somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know.
So how'd the hog hunt go today?
Actually, we saw a lot of sign, but no, didn't actually get one.
Oh, well, you know how that goes. It's like fish, 90% of fishing is luck, so.
Well, you know, let's get on with the show, because I got important information that I came across.
Okay, what I was going to say, by the way, folks, this is my friend Wolfpack over there on Haywire Gulch, Patriot Radio at haywiregulch.com, and I was just telling that last night, you know, on the show, I just gave my audience, you know, the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3s, the nuts and bolts of it, you know, the basic information of what Jade Helm is, and the stated players involved and their stated intents, you know, as stated by the Department of Defense and the United States Army Special Operations Command. But there's a lot about this that absolutely doesn't make sense. And one of the things I was going to talk about tonight, you know, if anybody that looks at that map of Jade Helm, there's these abbreviations on there. And anybody that doesn't do any research is just going to look like Greek. But fortunately, they have guys like me and you who will dig into this and find out exactly what these wonderful little abbreviations mean. Some of them make sense, and some of them don't make sense. You've seen the map, obviously, and you'll see this abbreviation JOAX. Okay, it stands for the Joint Operation Access Exercise. And primarily this is run by the 82nd Airborne, where they'll parachute into quote-unquote hostile territory, an exercise identical to this phase of Jade Helm was recently conducted in North Carolina, they say. So they say. All right. And then there's this, and you'll see this abbreviation, JOAX. You're going to prominently see this in the state of Texas. And let's see, where else are you going to see this at? Well, actually, that's where you're going to see it. It's in the state of Texas. Then this abbreviation, CRF, Crisis Response Force. Huh, how eloquent. It says this is typically a force that is made up of different units put together to handle a given scenario. You know, as in, appears to be made up of a list of America's most secretive units. So if you read the line there, that's NSA, CIA. In some cases, these units are so secretive that the fifth column sources were either unaware of their existence or unwilling to talk about them. So now they're saying whoever this CRF is, some of the military units aren't even going to know who the hell they are or whether they're there or not. And then MSOT, Marine Special Operations Team. Well, that sounds like Force Recon to me. The Marines had several special warfare units to fall under this acronym. Best known is Force Recon. Yep, that's right. And, you know, they got these abbreviations, NSWTU, Naval Special Warfare Training Unit, ODA, and this is Green Berets, Operational Detachment Alpha. And then there's one that's yet to be unidentified. It's unidentified as of now. It's ODG. You've seen that abbreviation?
Right.
They believe that this may be an abbreviation for Delta Force, Army Delta Force.
ODG?
ODG, it says unidentified. ODG is so far unidentified, but sources state that it's most likely a designato for another type of Green Beret unit. What most people call Delta Force is actually titled Special Forces Operational Delta Detachment Delta. So the ODA is just a Green Beret A team, commonly called SFOD. What is that? Special Forces Operational.
SFOD is. Special Forces has two meanings.
Yeah.
All right. SFOD. It's either operational detachment or operational division.
Okay. Well, let's say
there's two different meanings for that. The detachment means that they're on loan to somebody.
Well, in this context, from this source, they're saying the ODA is the A team detachment. ODA is that Green Beret A team. But the ODG is yet to be identified, but they believe it is a designator for another Army unit of the Delta Force. Okay, and then there's one more that everybody needs to be aware of. If you look at the map, and most prominently in the map, you're going to see this, the abbreviation LSE stands for Logistical Support Element. These are the men and women that handle the logistics of an operation. So in other words, these are the people behind the scene. I guess that would be who, what, medical, transportation, comms. Let's see, who else would that entail? Let's see, supply, quartermaster, stuff like that. You know, this would be the close support units of that, the LSC. So I just needed to get that out there to the audience and to yours as well. So once they look at the map, these abbreviations will start making more and more sense. It's just like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. Wouldn't you agree?
Right.
Yeah. Now, the like I said last night, Wolf, I gave my audience, you know, just the nuts and bolts, the ABCs of it. I also gave my insight on three possible reasons why I think Jade Helm is happening. I haven't given my considered opinion yet what I think this is behind. So, Wolf, what's the latest information that you've dug up on this?
Well, ODG, just so you know, means Ordnance. I Am Man just posted it, but it means Ordnance Disposal Group.
Oh, so the bomb squad.
Bomb squad, basically.
Okay, so that'd be the D. What is that? The D O and G, or that ordnance disposal, like clearing improvised mines and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or is it also the guys that set the explosives? You know, using the C4.
Well, ordnance disposal means those are the guys that take care of bombs.
Yeah. Well, if they can dispose...
Not the guys who set them. Not the guys who set them. Just the guys who take care of them.
Excuse me. I'm sorry about that.
Our EOD.
Still got a little bit of a cold here. I'm sorry. Just fighting it.
Just no, it's EOD. EOD people. Now, EOD. The news... The stuff that I got, okay, there are two purposes, actually three purposes for this training. And let me tell you, none of them are good.
Does it get more?
None of them are bad either. None of them are bad either, but none of them are good. It's nothing we don't already know or knew was going to happen. Yes, they are training for martial law in this country.
Uh-huh.
All right, and they're training with foreign troops and local police department to assist in this, to maintain government control in the event of civil unrest.
You know,
okay?
I do.
That's one. That's
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is they're also preparing for the same type of unrest, but from a foreign occupation.
Okay, that's possible too.
And I'll explain that one as well. But they're also doing this to see. They're also doing this to get compliance and regulatory data.
Well. Last night on my show, you know, I already eliminated two possibilities that are floating around on the internet. One, they said that the United States was fixing to cede back seven states to Mexico, what's called Aztlan. I said, no, I don't believe that for a second. I really don't. I really don't believe that, because there would be too many. Let's just put it this way. There would be tens of millions of really pissed off, heavily armed American citizens with that. And then the other thing that was being floated around was that the United States was fixing to give up seven states to pay back a debt to China. I don't believe that either. That doesn't pass the sniff test either. This is something completely different.
Well, we owe them money by, you know, trillions of dollars. All right. So, I mean, they own I think, a clear... All right, untradeable debt of 11.3%, and they also own like 25% of our tradable debt. Okay, yeah. So we owe them money, and the idea of paying them off with money or with land, that's not such a farce. It won't happen, all right, because you will have to kill millions of Americans for that to happen.
Now, what I'm saying is I wasn't addressing the economic, the financial standpoint of it, because, you know, you could see where that the land and the states, you know, obviously have a substantial dollar value to them. I'm just saying it, I just ruled that out because, you know what, they could send over half their military over here, and within a couple of months they'd lose them all because of all the pissed off Americans. You know, so that's not a realistic explanation for JDELM 15. So we're just trying to be, you know, through a process, a logical thought process of deduction, of eliminating the things that are just completely ridiculous. So you don't even spend any time thinking about it. And my caller from the 818, I want to thank you for calling in there. I got a regular caller that loves to call in and listen to the show, so I really appreciate them calling in. I went through this. There's a lot of acronyms, and later on the show, Wolf, you know, when we talked about the players that they say are the players in this game, you know, obviously besides special forces from all branches, and then you've got these other personnel from these other government branches they'd say are involved in this, specifically like the DEA and the FBI. That doesn't make one lick of sense to me whatsoever, and that throws up a big red flag to me. Does it to you?
Yes. Okay, but let's keep this on an even keel, though.
Sure.
Okay. I want to bring up something as to why they're able to do this with foreign troops and local law enforcement. Does anybody in this country feel safe? And if you answer that question, that you feel safe, then you need to unfriend me, number one. And number two, it's a lie. It's a false sense of security.
Oh, very
much so. What's being done in this country. That's why they can get away with this.
Well, last night I reminded my audience of one very important thing. I said, before we go any further, before we even start delving into JDELM, I said, please remember this and keep this in mind. We have a president and an administration that absolutely despises the Constitution of the United States, and in particular, they absolutely abhor and despise the Second Amendment. I said, now, when we start talking about JDELM, please keep that in mind. Remember who's in office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's important to keep it in that context. It's extremely important to keep it in there. So I reminded them of that. I said, now, having said that, let's go on. We'll start talking about what they say JDELM is. And I told them tonight, later on the show, you know, we're going to get into what exactly my problem is about having the DEA, the FBI, and you've heard this acronym, the JPRA, the Joint Personnel Recovery Agency.
Yep.
Uh-huh. They're supposed to be involved in this.
Do you know who that is, right?
Yeah. Well, I've got the whole history sheet of it here.
That was a group that was started after Reagan sent Delta in to recover the passengers.
Well, actually, they're saying that they actually started back in World War II in Korea as part of the MI, the Military Intelligence Service, and then it evolved. You know, over the years, over the decades, like in the early 1990s, well, we'll talk about, you know, the JPRA. They're one of the quote-unquote players in this game. And it really,
right.
I saw that. I said, wait a minute. Something ain't right about that. And then you had also mentioned to me about Title 282 U.S. Codes, Chapter 2551. And then there's USC Code Chapter 1385. Talking about posse comitatus, because I also told my audience that there's not only is there moral and ethical questions about JDELM, there might be some serious legal questions about this. Not that the people up there give a damn, but to us, you know, for the sake of being
here's how they get around that, though, and people aren't seeing this. You can get around posse comitatus because they are not actually acting. This is a training scenario.
Okay.
They are not actually acting. Okay? If this was an action, then it would be in violation of posse comitatus. Now, the big violation we're going to have here, all right, is the fact that we have foreign troop involvement.
I mentioned that on my show.
And local law enforcement.
Yeah.
And local law enforcement involvement.
Now, they're claiming that local law enforcement is involved in this because, one, we're going to have special forces troops parachuting in and rappelling down on ropes from helicopters outside of the city limits in rural, rural or semi-rural areas. And I gave the example that, and they want local law enforcement because obviously there's going to be calls coming in of people walking on their property, strange noises, strange people around, people acting strangely, you know, just weird occurrences and stuff like that. And they saying that they want local law enforcement involved to help maintain, what did they say, a sense of calm, I think as some people were putting it. But I also brought up the fact that if you're a guy out there outside the city and you've got a 500-acre spread, and then you look out there and you see helicopters hovering above your property, and then all of a sudden you see 20 or 30 guys walking to your house, and you can tell that they're carrying arms, can you blame somebody for loading their gun?
No, but, I mean, like I just asked Iron Man, can you see some farmer shooting?
Well, it depends which farmer it is.
I mean, really, can you see a farmer in Texas not paying attention to the radio and the news, and he sees these parachutes coming down, and he's seen Red Dawn, and he's going to be like, oh, no. Next thing you know, he's going to come out of his house with two shotguns, one in each hand, and he's just going to start blasting.
That's what I'm saying. See, this exercise, I mean, if it has a specific intent, but it also has inherent dangers both for our troops and for the civilians.
Right.
It really does. Because, okay, by the way, I can tell you this. I did read one source concerning Texas and that area of operations there, the AO, and how they've got Texas designated as a hostile state. Way out there on the Edwards Plateau, outside of a city, a little town called El Dorado, and just in Schleicher County. Apparently, there's a big ranch out there that's going to be a base camp for some of these guys. I think they call it the Blaylock Ranch. I did read that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make a special appeal to all my friends, family, and everybody that lives in the Lone Star. Understand that it's no coincidence that this is going from coast to coast, from Florida, along the Gulf Coast, through Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, into Southern California. And it's no coincidence that the southern states have been listed as red, as hostile. These also happen to be states that overwhelmingly voted against Barack Obama. That's not considered. That is fact.
Here's the thing. Colorado has been listed as a swing state. And they're dropping 1,200 troops in Colorado.
Well, at first they were colored dark blue as being friendly. Now are they leaning unfriendly?
They're leaning as a swing state. It could go either way.
Oh, so now they're up in the air. They're either light blue or brown. They don't know what the color of them.
They're red. Yeah, they're like a yellow.
Light red. Okay, well, see, current information, folks, see, it's, you know.
I mean, this is coming from people in Colorado who have been following this.
Yeah.
Okay, there are teams already in multiple states, all right, that are actually preparing for an active scenario, okay? That's happening across the country.
Yeah. Everything that I can tell you that I've heard from inside the state of Texas, people are taking this damn seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And people are gearing up. Now, what I urged my listeners to do is to have the superior state of mind and the superior attitude. Don't go flying off the handle. Don't go off like a loose cannon. You be vigilant. You watch. You listen. You observe. And now you become even more cognizant of your surroundings. Of who is there and who's not there, who's coming and who's going.
Right.
And then I gave the analogy of the two dogs, the one that just sits there and barks, but the one that just sits there and watches you. Which one of them is going to be the one that's going to take a chunk out of you? See, that's just telling my, I'm just telling my audience, I was urging them, be vigilant. Because that's the one thing that they're not expecting people to do, is to be paying attention. As long as you're paying attention, you've taken their advantage away from them.
Right.
I also made the mention, well, that jumps through the jerk, you know, but this 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. thing.
Well, you know, I did that. I mean, I did make mention of that Monday night,
mm-hmm.
And Sunday night. But the reason why they're doing that is because of traffic. And it makes sense. If you don't want the people to know what you're doing, all right, what do? You block off traffic in an area.
Exactly.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
Well,
all right, they're going to be shutting down that part of the town or city
mm-hmm.
for those hours.
Nope.
Most people are in bed by 10:30 if they're watching 10 o'clock news, okay, and they're usually getting up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
That's true. My caller from the 319
calling
in. No, I was just saying hello to one of my callers, one of my faithful callers here, Wolf. I always got to say hello to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it also, I also brought up the fact last night, you know, this 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. thing, which a lot of people are going to try to dismiss as trivial and petty, but this is absolutely critical. When is the most of the time, when is it that the SWAT team or the NARC team goes and kicks in a door to try to make an arrest? It's going to be between.
When is it?
Like,
yeah, it's going to be while people are sleeping.
A drug bust or a gun bust or
right.
something like that, or a fugitive arrest. 11 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah.
It would also be the maximum time that a sentry, it would be the around 3:30 in the morning, if he's been on since like 11, that's going to be the maximum time of fatigue for a sentry.
Yeah.
But the problem that the DOD has now, the cat's out the bag.
Well,
not that some of them would give a damn.
I'm trying to figure something out here, and it's some people are trying to figure this out in the wrong way, okay? And I'm trying to put this so it doesn't offend anybody. Not that I really care, but all right. I want people to understand, if you're trying to figure this out as an attack, okay, you're looking at it from the wrong angle. Turn your views a little bit. Yes, it is a little bit of an attack on our social rights and our the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, but I want you to look at it for what it is, okay? The whole picture. I want you to look at the forest and see each individual tree, okay? And I'm going to let you know right now, we just got a severe thunderstorm warning issued.
For your sector?
For my area. Yeah. And, you know, they are saying we're supposed to get hail and tornadoes here. So, y'all know.
Yeah, that's par for the course where you live. That's no news.
Right. But I also want you to, guys to look at this, okay, for...
Mm-hmm.
A specific reason. This is what they're looking for. They want data. They want information. Okay? It's not just about the training exercise. They're trying to gather information. What they want to know is how many people are going to be compliant.
Well,
okay.
Okay.
Plain
well,
and simple.
Yeah. Well, last night I mentioned amongst my three possibilities of what I think Jade Helm could be about. All right. I mentioned that with full knowledge. I mean, strictly looking at the logistics of it, looking at the map that they put out, where they say this is this, this is that, blah 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 blah. I looked at the map, and then I superimposed that over some other information that I dug up. Now, knowing that it's Texas, the southern states, and Utah, going through New Mexico, Arizona, into Southern California. Now, I put out there that one of the possibilities is that this may very well be a training exercise in various terrain, various urban situations, to see if the troops could actually evade our law enforcement, you know, to evade capture, so on and so forth. That may very well be. But it's funny to me that this exercise is being conducted in the part of the United States where you have most of the actually participating active unorganized militia units in the United States. And that's very odd to me. You know, just by reason, just of extrapolation, we both know this, that I thought one possibility is that the special forces may be trying to do an up-close or a more up-close probe of the unorganized militia to assess exactly what their strength is, how they train, where they train. They know why they train. That's not even a question. But this may be an up-close, how should I say, reconnoiter under the disguise of a quote-unquote really big, I mean, this is an unprecedented big special forces exercise on the mainland of the United States. I mean, this is going coast to coast. It's clear to me that they're trying to disguise this because there's all kind of militia units up the East Coast, up in New England, up in the Midwest, up in the Great Lakes areas, but they're only doing this in the South and specifically Texas. Texas is the hub of it. And it's funny to me that these are the states that vehemently, overwhelmingly went against Barack Obama. So that was funny to me. That's one possibility. It could be an up-close reconnoiter and probe to find out just how organized the militia is, how heavily armed they are, and what their capabilities are. But I also put out last night, even the Obama administration has even admitted this, they consider our returning combat veterans to be the biggest threat to them. And we know that these veterans, now that they're out of the service, they can't play soldier anymore, not like that anyway, but they are in groups becoming involved in their local militia units as experts and advisors and leaders. And that is a huge problem to Barack Obama and his administration. That is a huge problem. So that's one possibility I threw out that Jade Helm might actually be about, because we know that whatever the Department of Defense is putting out is going to be horseshit. I don't trust them no farther than I can spit. And I have the greatest admiration for our men and women in uniform and our military. But I don't believe this. This is not passing the sniff test to me. Is it to you?
What, about the veterans being a...
About this is simply a training exercise. We're doing this. We're doing that. We let local law enforcement know because when people are going to be calling in about prowlers and strange noises and blah, blah, blah.
Well, here's the thing. There was a training exercise done in Indiana.
Yeah.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think it was in 2011. Was in Indiana. All right. And they had a guy come up and ask them what they were doing, and it was in broad daylight. And the military called local law enforcement and had the man arrested for trespassing on public property.
How can you trespass on public property?
Well, that's another point, you know, for another day. But I want you to all point out is the military guys wouldn't answer any questions, neither would the cops. And the cops just got downright rude with this guy for filming and all that crap. You're not allowed to film here. All right. Now, local law enforcement is going to be used as a holding force, not a staging force. So they have to be trained in this to learn how to work with the military as a staging force and then becoming holding force.
Well, and then
hence MRAPs,
mm-hmm.
fully automatic machine guns,
Body. We're talking about
body armor.
Oh.
Grade 4 and grade 5 body armor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
tear
that,
gas.
Yep, there's that program 1033 again, rearing its ugly head.
Rearing its ugly head.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
By the way, so
I mean.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I mean, we can't just expect these, our officers, all right, who I do support, my local law enforcement. And I do support law enforcement in general. There are exceptions to the rule. But we cannot expect them to have this equipment and not know how to use it. Okay?
That's
SWAT
even
teams,
having it and not knowing how to use it.
Right. SWAT teams think their shit don't stink. Okay? But when it comes to dealing with Marines, okay, just regular Marines, they would get their asses handed to them by a squad, and they could have their entire SWAT team there, 30 members, and that SWAT team would get its ass handed to them by a squad of boots.
Oh, absolutely. Our Marines are
okay.
They're the finest fighting men in the world.
Imagine how they would stack against Green Beret.
Well,
Green Berets are more elite than the SEALs.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of inner service rivalry there between Marine Recon, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Delta Force, Air Force Pararescue. I mean, you know, that rivalry goes on and on. You know, when them guys get together and they get in a pissing match, that's just beer talk. You know, I mean, but they're highly trained beer talkers, by the way. As far as the Marines are concerned, I believe they're amongst the most finest fighting men in the world today. I happen to know Marines personally. They have my 100% support. But
let me tell you, there's one more thing you need to add to this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All of our military are elite. Okay, we have Rangers, we have Green Beret, we have SEALs, we have Marines, you've got the pararescue from the Air Force, and we all make fun of everybody, okay?
But
we have to understand that these active duty personnel that are being used are worth 20 to 30 militiamen, just one, because of their training. And that's why vets are such a threat. All right? Veterans are such a threat because they can teach what they know to the civilians.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mentioned it just a little while ago. The Obama administration considers our returning vets, regardless of branch, regardless of whatever their MOS was, they are the biggest threat to Barack Obama and his administration. They are the big threat. Well, the problem is for Barack Obama and his little lackeys is that with what these guys have been through, they are not going to be afraid of some senator or a congressman or Barack Obama. With the hell that these guys have been through and what they have seen, they ain't scared of shit. And they're bringing that knowledge and that resolve to help out, and they are honoring their oath. And that oath is to the Constitution and to the people of the United States, not to any president or any other elected official.
Right.
And that is why it's such a threat. And that's why I threw it out that one of the possibilities is that the special forces doing this under the guise of this training exercise in SEER and all of that, that they are actually trying to really assess how the public would react. How strong is the militia? How well armed, how well trained, and how well organized are they? That's one possibility. The other possibility that I threw out, I don't know if you covered this on your shows, is that I also looked up a map of 50 known, let me say that again, folks, 50, a 5 and a 0, 50 known terrorist training camps in the continental United States, in the lower 48, with full knowledge of the United States government, the DOD, the Department of Justice. They know they're there. Then I looked at the map of Jade Helm, specifically in the central sector. And I looked at that,
yeah,
and I said, well, wait a minute. Let me see here. Could this be, under the guise of a training exercise, could this be that they're going to take these things out in one big fell swoop? They claim...
Like I said earlier, it's a definite possibility.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say no. I don't think that's the plan. I think the plan is to gather information on the public to see how many people are going to be compliant and how many people are going to just let it go. And in my honest opinion, I think for this particular incident, unless something happens, the militias should remain steadfast.
Absolutely. That's one thing.
Do not interfere. Do not put anything out there.
No.
Do not put any group out there as being a form of resistance to it, because we don't want them to have information. This is a time where being a secret squirrel is proper.
I put that out last night. You're exactly right. Amen, brother. I said, what you do now is you be vigilant. You be the dog in the shadow that sits,
watches.
And then when the time comes and you will know, then you will strike.
Right.
You will know when it's time to.
Yeah. And let me tell my patriot brothers and sisters this. When a wolf pack goes on a hunt, the prey does not even know that the wolf pack is hunting them.
Exactly.
All right. Until just before the hunt. And I'm telling you, the wolf pack has already been around that herd of deer four or five times before they even make their presence known. What we need to do is we need to turn the table on them and use this as an information gathering system. They want to go in, and I asked one of my groups, a bunch of them, if they know why the British lost the Revolutionary War. Not one of them could give me the real reason they lost. Yes, the French interfered. Yes, we were pissed off. Yes, we knew the terrain, and we used tactics on them that they were never used, you know, they've never seen before.
Well,
yes, all that is true, but that is not the main reason.
They lost it because of arrogance.
No, not
well,
even.
One.
They lost it. They lost the Revolutionary War because they could not maintain a form or presence of government on the United States soil. They couldn't maintain a governmental presence and control over here. That's why they lost.
Well, you know, historically, Lord Cornwallis was an arrogant son of a bitch, all right? And that was part of his undoing. He was arrogant. He completely underestimated his opponent, and it ultimately cost him at Yorktown. And we all know what happened after that. The rest is history, as they say, it's academic. But
the thing is, name me one city or one area in the United States during the Revolutionary War where they had a form of government under British control.
Briefly in Charleston, Carolina. Briefly in Charleston.
Nope.
Well,
nope.
Yes, certainly it did.
It was under military control. It was under military control.
Well, that's what I meant. When you're talking about, somebody actually from England sent over as a regent.
I'm talking a government official and government structure.
Oh, in that case,
they had no government control over here whatsoever. They had military control of certain areas, okay, but no government. They had no form of government.
Well, that's true. And there's one other important historical fact about the Revolutionary War. Yes, we did raise a Continental Army. Yes, that's true. And yes, they were integral. Yes, they were important. But the real reason that the British couldn't maintain a supply line, why they couldn't maintain a line of communication, the real reason, who did them in? It was the militia.
Well, that was the militia. That was the guerrilla warfare that they were not used to fighting. But I want to point something out while the dogs are barking. Shut up, guns. I want to point something out. This exercise that they're doing is about retrieving and reinstalling government control in a region, in a city. They're going to go in, rescue the mayor, if the mayor's alive, rescue all the council members, if they're alive, and if not, they're to install new ones. And then the special forces gets out, leaves the police department and whatever remaining military troops, and they move on to the next target.
Okay.
Without government control,
well, there was...
the United States federal government will lose. And that's why I always have always said it is so important for us to maintain control of our local governments.
That's right. It starts from the bottom up.
People ignore it.
Quit trying to change it from the top down. You can't change it from Washington, D.C. down. You have to change it from small town America up. That's where the change comes. Once you build the base and once you plant the roots, the rest of the tree has got to follow. It has no choice.
Yeah, well, if you put a brand new roof on a crumbling foundation, all you're going to end up with is shit on your head.
That's right.
It's all going to collapse.
You're just going to have a pile of rubble with a nice roof on it.
We need to start fighting. We need to start fighting this Jade Helm. We need to let them know that we've got control of our local governments. We need to go in, like the case in Florida with the young girl who was suspended for videotaping a teacher belittling and bullying a student and actually threatening a student.
Yes.
Okay, we need the Florida militias to go in there and say, no, 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 no. You film these students on security cameras every single day. Therefore, your teachers have no expectation of privacy. Not only that, but they are publicly paid members of the government.
That's right.
Therefore, we are allowed to film them anytime, anywhere.
Well, do you think it's a reasonable assumption, all right, as dangerous as it is to assume anything, do you think it's a reasonable assumption that the fact that these veterans that are coming back from Iraq, Afghanistan, and all over, and they are overwhelmingly becoming involved in the militia and the patriot movement, standing up for the Constitution, honoring their oath, they are a very real threat to Barack Obama and his administration, and they are worried about it.
Right.
It's become
concern,
a severe concern to him. I'm not saying...
Well, screw Obama. Obama's Obama's a waste of fucking time. He's a piece of shit. We all know he's a piece of shit.
Yep.
Okay? He needs to be taken out on the White House lawn and hung from the first tree that will hold his weight.
Well...
Okay? That's what needs to happen to him, okay? So forget Obama. This really has nothing to do with Obama. In every single country we attack, all right, that we've gone to war with, our plan was to go in there, beat down the resistance, and install government. That was phase two, always to install a democratic form of government.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which we all know that true democracy is nothing but communism. That's all it is.
Yeah, but we're not a democracy. We're a democratic republic.
We are a constitutional republic with democratic tendencies.
That's right.
That's it.
Are elected democratically, but we are actually a representative republic, a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy, a republic.
So what they do is they go over to this country, all right, they destroy any resistance that's there, and they install a new form of government, which is what we did in Egypt. Yes, we were involved in the downfall of the terroristic government in Egypt.
Talk about that Muslim Brotherhood, that Mohammed Morsi taking him
Muslim
down.
Muslim Brotherhood.
You know, with the Egyptian
We were involved in taking him down. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we installed what? A democracy over there.
Yeah.
Well, the democracy is one step away from a socialist communist country.
No, they have to. They need to be following the plan of the republic. You know, the constitutional republic, where you have representatives
right.
speak on your behalf, who are answerable directly to the people. They don't do their job.
That
they get fired.
That won't happen in the Middle East because of the religion. The
yeah.
dominant religion there will not allow a constitutional republic.
No, they won't.
That's why I could give two shits about the Middle East.
Yeah.
With the exception of Israel. Okay, but in as far as it's concerned in the United States, they need to jump in and preserve, all right, and that's what this exercise is, teaching them how to jump in and preserve or reestablish a government.
Well,
that's it.
You know, there was something else I was going to ask you, too, just your opinion. I gave this opinion last night. They're claiming that there are 1,200 Special Forces troops involved in this. I think that's a lie. I think it's
that
much. I think it's 10 times that much. Because there's
last I heard, it was 20,000.
Yeah, well, see, it's even more than what I thought. There's no way you're going to cover coast to coast in 8 weeks with 1,200 guys. They have
right.
to be.
They're dropping 1,200 in Colorado alone.
Yeah, so obviously the Department of Defense told a big fat lie with that. Of course, that's no news. The Air Force is still covering up Roswell over, you know, how many years later? You know, over 60 years after the fact, they're still covering it up. So we know better than to take the Department of Defense on its word all the time. We know better than that. You know, we didn't just get off a boat. So we all know that. Now, the third possibility that I threw out last night, I've already said an in-depth probe on the militia, and then a probe to go after these known terrorist camps. Okay, the third one, it encompasses both.
Right.
Intelligence and up close on both the militia and
right.
the known terrorist camps. That's another possibility
and,
right there.
You know, I talked to a guy,
mm-hmm.
and I can't mention his name because he's in the military.
Right.
Okay. And I talked to him about the PSYOP thing that Jessica had posted the other day. And he said, yes, they do have silent noise, which is basically subliminal messages.
Right.
All right. You'll hear all the noise going on around you, but it's going to have that message of surrender, give in, you know, type stuff. And they're also testing the data on that. Now, there is another piece of equipment that they're going to be testing. And in case there's resistance, they have a machine that if they have a sniper shot within a millionth of a second of the shot being heard, it can tell you exactly where that shot came from. They're going to be testing that in a city. Because what does a city have that the country doesn't have? Echoes.
That's true.
It's going to echo off of buildings. So that's also going to be tested there.
I'll fill out one term. Assuming that they do have that, here's the term. Fluidic computer. Look it up.
Well, yeah, that's...
Because it would take some...
I'm not going to assume that they have it. At this point, we know that they have technology beyond civilian capability.
Oh, well, obviously. Now, you know, like I said, last night I was talking to my audience about this, you know, and I gave those were my three possibles, you know, that I thought could be what Jade Helm could actually be about, above and beyond what the Department of Defense is putting out there. Well, specifically the Army Special Operations Command is who's doing this, right? We know that they're going to put out something. Obviously, they know there's going to be people upset about this, and they're going to be very apprehensive. They're going to be very nervous about it. So they're going to put out some kind of propaganda to try to quell the opposition, you know, to try to calm everybody down. But that's why I also reiterated to my listeners that the best thing that we can do right now is be vigilant. Do not show your hand. Do not do anything overt. You watch, you listen, you be prepared. Because as long as you do that, we've taken away their advantage.
Right.
Now,
it's not that we're at a disadvantage from them. Okay, I want to make sure everybody understands. We're not at a disadvantage from them. They only have the advantage in the fact that they know exactly what they're doing and we have to play the guessing game. That's their only advantage.
Well, okay. They have the advantage of equipment. They've got attack helicopters. They've got transports. They've got APCs. They've got MRAPs.
Hey, sick. Let me stop you. Let me stop you right there. Bullshit. Okay? I'll tell you the same thing I said last night when I did get things finally running and, you know, Monday night and Sunday night, okay? They cannot use that advantage on the American people. If they did that, they would spark revolution worldwide.
And that's why I said this Jade Helm 15, it has so many inherent dangers into it, not just for them, but to the civilians too. But I also stress it has danger to the troops. But I also said something else last night in going with the train of thought, like, do not jump to a hasty conclusion here. Give our men and women in uniform some credit. I do not believe that these special forces troops that are involved in this are bloodthirsty earnest or saying to themselves, finally, I get to shoot somebody in the head. I don't even care if it's an American citizen. I reject that. I don't believe that that's what's going on here. I do not believe our special forces troops will open fire on American citizens that they know are loyal to the country. Having said that, the presence of foreign troops on U.S. soil is another thing altogether.
Right.
They have no love of God and country. Yes, people, it is true. It has been seen numerous times. There are Russian troops on U.S. soil right now.
They're more than Russian.
Well,
there's more than Russian. There's United Nations troops. These are not specifically Russian troops. We're trying to blame Russia. Everybody's back to this 1950s shit of trying to blame Russia for everything. Let me tell you something. Russia, Putin, wants nothing to fucking do with the United Nations.
No, they don't.
He's obligated by a treaty. He's obligated by a treaty signed prior to him becoming premier, all right, to provide them with troops. So he meets his obligations because he's a man of his word. But he wants nothing to fucking do with the United Nations.
Well, everybody's got to remember.
Stop blaming Russia. Let's stop blaming China. Let's stop blaming South Africa or Australia or Great Britain. This is one entity that's screwing this up for everybody.
Well, from what you can gather, I have heard that they have spotted German troops, Singaporean troops. I know at one time they saw British troops. It was obvious. Whenever they open their mouth, they can't hide it. And now, have you heard of any other foreign troops other than the aforementioned ones?
Well, I mean, listen, when you talk about foreign troops being on American soil, it's coming from the United Nations. So you have to look at every single nation involved to say that those troops are here on American soil.
Well, some nations...
Look, they have to blend in. They have to blend in. So look at the makeup of the United States, and there is your troops. That's what the United Nations is going to send in, whatever the makeup of the area. They are not going to send black troops from Kenya or from the Congo into Locust Grove, Oklahoma, because they will stand out like a sore freaking thumb. No, who are they going to send in here? They're going to send in Baltic troops, Belgium, France, you know, Denmark. All right, they're going to send those troops in here because, well, quite frankly, we have a lot of Amish people. We have, and you know, 99.9% you know, Baltic.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have the Cherokee. There's really no one they can send in to mimic the Cherokee population.
Oh, absolutely.
No one.
That's a waste of time for them. That would be so asinine for them to try to do that. Okay, Wolf, let's take a little break here, and then we'll get into the last half of the show, where we start talking about the subtle nuances and the problems that we have with some of these stated players in Jade Helm 15, stuff that just doesn't absolutely make sense. So, folks, we'll be back in about 3 minutes, so you guys stay tuned. We want to thank you for being on this simulcast with this show in Wolfpack. We'll be back.
Are you going to play or am I going to play?
I'm going to play because you – okay. We'll be back. Okay, we're back over here. The Signalis Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, the New Colony Network simulcast with my friend Wolf back over there on Haywire Gulch Patriot Radio at HaywireGulch.com. Hey, Wolf, you still there? Well, he'll be back on here in a minute. Anyway, we're talking about Jade Helm 15, and we're going into the subtle nuances here in this last half about the stated players that are in Jade Helm 15. And some of these just absolutely doesn't make sense. Okay, if they're going to call it a special forces training exercise, we can understand all facets of the special forces in it. They claim that they have local law enforcement involved because these people are going to be operating on private property outside of city limits, and it's going to be very suspicious. So they want the local law enforcement to be behind to help maintain a sense of order and to assuage any feelings of panic amongst the public. That makes sense, too. But there are certain things stated in the op the ops section of Jade Helm 15 that absolutely make no sense. Hey, Wolf, you got back to the microphone yet?
I'm here, brother.
Okay. Stated in the stated players, the roster, the ball team of Jade Helm 15, if you will. Just like, you know, you got a roster for a baseball team or a football team or something like that. They included the Joint Personnel Recovery Agency that started as military intelligence, and this is basically the people that teach troops how to and SEER, search, evasion, resistance, and escape. All right? Now, that right there throws up a flag, all right? But not so much as the DEA and the FBI. Now, we'll take the FBI, for example. Exactly what business does the Federal Bureau of Intimidation, as I call them now, what business does the FBI have to do with a U.S. military special forces training exercise, especially one of this magnitude? It doesn't make
Look at the charter for the Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
Then I want you to go back and I want you to look at the charter for the brown shirts. Hitler's Homeland Security.
Yeah, that was his thugs.
Then
yeah.
I want you to go back and I want you to look at the charter for the KGB. Then do the Chinese. Okay? It's all the same freaking paperwork. All the same wording, all the same, you know. All of it's the same.
Well, it's funny to me. When they said FBI, I mean, you know, I looked at that and said, wait a minute, you know, we got Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marine Recon, Air Force Rescue, you know, Delta Force. Now, FBI, what? Did they kidnap somebody? Did somebody cross the state line with something? You know? Or the only way that the FBI makes sense to me, now, this is the only way that the FBI makes sense to me. Other than that, it makes no sense. They shouldn't have any involvement in this. Are they actually maybe have FBI agents embedded because they're going after federal fugitives or something like that? And in that case, shouldn't it be the U.S. Marshals doing it? So, you know, I looked at that. I said, the FBI, what the hell is the FBI doing with this? I mean, I understand that some of those guys in the FBI are ex-military. They're highly trained in whatever specialty that they have, whether it's electronics or computers or intelligence or, you know, or things like that. Of course, my understanding is one of the big professions for people in the FBI is that they're certified accountants and stuff like that, you know, following the money trail. But then the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency. Now, tell me, Wolf, does that make a lick of sense to you?
No, it doesn't, but I actually have common sense. But when you look at the government, all I can say is Department of Homeland Security.
The Drug Enforcement Agency, their primary task is with the drug trafficking and the cartels and things like that. So
right.
Now I'm wondering, what the hell is a DEA agent doing in the same helicopter with a Green Beret or Marine Recon or a Navy SEAL? Or somebody from Delta Force.
Go back to the war on drugs.
Well,
go back to the war on drugs. We're sending Marines, or we sent Marines, Green Beret, SEALs, you know, paratroopers, all of them, 82nd Airborne, every one of them. We've sent them all down to South America with DEA agents to work side by side on taking down drug cartels.
There, I did some research concerning the DEA connection to Jade Helm. And this name of this cartel from Peru called the Sanchez Paredes Cartel.
Right.
Okay, you might want to look that up. And there was repeated references that the DEA is in cahoots with them. But having said that, even assuming that that was true, and I'm not saying it is, but assuming that was true, what's that got to do with Jade Helm? What's that got to do with this massive Special Forces training exercise that goes all the way from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean? It's going coast to coast. See, that throws up a red flag to me. What is the DEA doing involved in this? What is their interest in this? Because the DEA wouldn't be doing this unless there was a vested interest in this for them. There has to be some kind of vested interest for them in this.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to sit there and give orders to the Special Forces. They're not going to do that. Special Forces is going to tell them what to go do with themselves. So I'm just wondering, does that throw a red flag to you why the DEA is involved in this?
Yeah. Guys, I'm running out of time here.
Yep.
Hey, I'm getting the same thunderstorm and lightning that I'm going to have to shut down.
Okay, bud. Well, I'm glad.
Right. So we're going to have to end the show tonight. We're going to have to end the show.
Well, I got a little bit while ago because there was something I was going to tell the audience. But, hey, man, I'm glad you got to come on at least for half the show, a little better than half the show. You know,
these storms were supposed to be getting real hard this year, and I'm going to be covering that. But I'm getting these storms in right now.
Okay.
So I'm just going to shut down and end the show, guys. There's nothing I can do right now.
Okay.
Lightning's coming down. All right. I got to go. Got to go, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right.
All right, Will.
369, family.
All righty. Okay, bud. Well, that was my friend over there. He's in the state of Oklahoma, and right now they're under severe storm warning, and it's actually happening to him right now. So on the side of caution, he's shutting down all his electronics, because anybody that's lived in that part of the country knows that all it's going to take is one good lightning blast, and it'll just fry everything you got. So that's one thing that he can't help, and we do need him to stay on the air and, keep helping us do these shows and giving out the information so the American people know exactly what the government is doing behind your back and what they're doing in your name. But we were just talking about how it's unusual that the DEA is involved in this. And that doesn't make a lick of sense to me. It really doesn't. It makes absolutely no sense to me that the Drug Enforcement Agency is involved in Jade Helm 15. Well, to those, to all my callers that's been on the show, I want to thank you for being on. And if you'll go to the map, just be sure to look at the links on the show page. I got links there. I got 4 or 5 links there to Jade Helm 15. And go for it. And the one thing that I can stress to everybody here about Jade Helm 15, you have to be vigilant. Do not go off as a loose cannon. Do not go off half-cocked. Use the one thing that they don't expect people to use, and that's your brain, your thinking. Have a superior state of mind and a superior attitude concerning Jade Helm 15. Yes, I'm sure that this is a probing exercise. I gave 3 possibilities last night. They want an up-close probe, reconnoiter of the militia, or they want an up-close probe and or takedown of these known terrorist camps in the United States. Yes, there are 50 known terrorist camps in the continental United States with full knowledge of the United States government. That includes the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice. And 3, the possibility is that it's both. In my considered opinion, having seen all the evidence of Jade Helm and who they say is involved, by the way, they claim 1,200 troops. I think it's 12,000. Wolf just said on the show, he's got information that it's 20,000. By the way, that would entail about the equivalent of 2 divisions of infantry, 20,000 people, because there's about 10,000 in an infantry division. It is obviously, in my opinion, this is an up-close exercise for the United States military to assess a couple of things. And they can't do this through media. They can't do this through eavesdropping on the internet, even phone taps, tapping emails, anything. They have to see this up close. I am firmly convinced that the Patriot movement and militia movement inside the United States, i.e., the people that are loyal to the Constitution and conservative and founding values of our country, they are such a threat to this president and his administration that now they actually have to have the military, our best of the best, to try to gather information up close. This is why they're going to have commandos. When I say commandos, I'm talking about special forces. They're going to have commandos in plain clothes amongst us, driving the same kind of vehicles we do, wearing the same kind of clothes we do, to try to get up closer to us, to try to blend in, to be inconspicuous. But we all, as adults and intelligent people, we can tell when someone is out of place. We can tell when something is not right. It's called instinct and gut feeling. Now, mate that with your intellect, with what you know to be true and what you know to not be true. The most important thing to remember here, in my considered opinion, is don't tip your hand. Do not do anything overt. For all the low information voters, overt means out in the open, blatant. No. You sit, you watch, you listen, you be very cognizant of your surroundings and your environment, because everybody that is aware of their environment and their surroundings, whether it's your neighborhood or your town or your county, your workplace, you know when something doesn't belong. You know when something isn't right. You can feel the vibes sometimes. You know that something isn't right with the situation at hand. Now, do I think there's a lot of psychological ops going on here? Yes, that's actually I do. I do believe that one of the purposes of JTELM 15 is to see how the public will react to something like this. Now, depending on how people react, will determine that the conclusion that the United States Special Operations Command will draw from it, and the Department of Defense, and most importantly, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Because I honestly believe, and this is my considered opinion, the fact that returning war veterans from Iraq, Afghanistan, and wherever else they're coming from, these are men and women of the highest order and of the highest honor. They honor the oath that they took to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the American people. And they are not going to forsake that oath, not for this president or any other elected official. They believe in our Constitution, and they believe in our Bill of Rights, and in particular, the Second Amendment, which states, a well-regulated militia, being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that is the biggest sticking point for any left-wing, socialist, Democrat, liberals that there is. They absolutely hate the fact that the Second Amendment exists. They cannot put forth their plan of total population control while you have an armed populace. In other words, they want chihuahuas, but what they actually try to tame is nothing but a bunch of pit bulls. See, it's a problem for them. And an even bigger problem for them is if the people, i.e. the people, well, not just the militia, because the militia is the people. It belongs to the states and the people. If you take the superior state of mind and the superior attitude, that is, you watch, you listen, you be vigilant, that is the way that you take their advantage away from them. Now, Wolf stated earlier in the show that it's not that they actually had an advantage. Well, I'm going to disagree with that in part because they've got attack helicopters, MRAPs, APCs, automatic weapons, level 4, level 5 body armor. They've got things that we don't have. But here's what we do have. We have the Constitution and what's right on our side. Now, I'm going to say this again. I have nothing but the utmost respect and admiration for all of our men and women in uniform. I have respect and admiration for all of our law enforcement who every day go out there and put their lives on the line for us. And I do not believe for one second that these Special Forces troops involved in Jade Helm are out there with the motive and the intent to execute American citizens. I don't believe that. However, having said that, I do not believe that they would undertake an exercise of this scale, this breadth, and this magnitude without a reason. And I do believe that reason is that they have to get up close and personal to see how well trained the people are, how well organized they would be to resistance, and how far they would be willing to go, as well as their other capabilities. This is things that they cannot learn off the internet. This is not things that they can ascertain from tapping phones or reading emails or reading text messages or anything like that. They have to actually try to mingle amongst us and get up close to us to find out exactly what our resolve is and what we're capable of doing if we're pressed into the corner, and to see how quick we could react to an overt act, an overt tyrannical act by a government that's intent on taking away our rights under the Constitution. That's what I believe Jade Helm is. The rest of it is smoke-filled coffeehouse crap. The fact that they got local law enforcement involved is just merely to try to maintain some sense of normalcy and to try to assuage panic. Now, what's missing from Jade Helm is mentions of operations in urban environments, i.e. big cities. That's not mentioned. But I can guarantee you it won't be long before they do something like that. Now, I live in the city of Los Angeles. It would be extremely hard for them to do things with helicopters and stuff without somebody seeing them. Now, we see police fly helicopters and stuff like that all the time. But military helicopters hovering over a neighborhood, guys rappelling down on ropes, it's going to stick out like a sore thumb. Now, last night I also said that there are inherent dangers with Jade Helm 15. Not just to the people, but to the troops involved. And I'm wondering if the United States Army Special Operations Command factored that in with their thinking. You hover three helicopters over some guy's pasture. Guys rappel down on ropes. They start marching up toward a guy's house. He sees the helicopters. He's wondering what the hell it is. Could you blame him for loading his rifle and being prepared to defend himself? Could you blame him? None of us could. I'm wondering, did they factor that in? Now, it could be that they're doing this on purpose to see what kind of reaction they would get. But they're really rolling the dice, and they're taking chances with people's lives, especially those of our elite troops who we will need for other things around the world. And we know that we're under the constant threat now of terrorists coming over here to do harm to Americans. I just pray that nothing like this happens. The stated intent of Jade Helm and the numbers that they're giving us is not washing. 1,200 troops? No. It's at least 12,000. Probably more. There's no way you're going to do an exercise like that coast to coast in 8 weeks with just 12,000 guys. That's not going to happen. This has to be an in-depth probe and reconnoiter and intelligence gathering operation under the disguise of a Special Forces training exercise. Yes, they may very well be training on various terrain and in various urban and suburban situations. That may very well be true. But I can guarantee you that's not the real reason they're doing it. They want to see the resolve and the courage of the American people. The best thing we can do, in my considered opinion, is to be vigilant. Don't go off half-cocked. Don't go off like a loose cannon. You watch, you listen, and then most of all, you be prepared. Don't be the dog that sits there and barks and gives himself away. You be the one that's over in the shadows, watching and waiting, prepared in case it does go south. That's the one thing that I guarantee you they're not counting on the American people to do. It's time for us to get back to our conservative values, the values of the founding fathers, and upholding the Constitution of the United States, especially the Second Amendment, because we all know that this president and his administration absolutely abhor the Constitution, and especially the Second Amendment, because it's that amendment that is the brick wall, it is the Mount Everest that they can't get over. So if they can't get over the mountain, they're going to try to knock the mountain down. Let's show them this is a mountain of solid rock. The American people are not going to be moved. We're not going to be intimidated. We're going to use our mind in concert with our instincts, and we're going to watch, we're going to listen, and we're going to be prepared in case something does go south on us. So, folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Signalis Show tonight. I really appreciate that. My caller from the 818, I know who he is. I hope you're doing good out there. My caller from the 310, my faithful caller, thank you so much for calling in. Hey, and the caller from the 603, I recognize that number too. Thank you for calling in. Let's do the show. John there in the chat room, thank you, brother. Thanks a lot for tuning in to the show. I'm glad to see you here. Hope you enjoyed the show. And before I go, see, John, one of my callers in the chat room, he asks, so then why are they not coming after any of them up here in the Northeast? You know, John, that is a damn good question. But last night I said it, and I said it here today with Wolfpack. You'll notice, John, type yes or no. Have you seen the map of Jade Helm? Have you seen it? Folks, in case you're wondering, I'm talking to one of my guests, one of my listeners here in the chat room. Okay, John, Posse Comitatus, that's 18, Title 18 USC. I want you to look this up, John. Since you brought it up, there is one thing before we go off. I said last night that there may be, besides moral and ethical problems with Jade Helm, there may be legal problems with this. I'm going to read everybody this. 18 U.S.C. Code 1385, use of Army and Air Force as posse comitatus. In other words, using the military as civil law enforcement. Whoever, except in cases and under circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or Act of Congress, willfully uses any part of the Army or the Air Force as posse comitatus or otherwise to execute the laws shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. What that means is, folks, is that the United States government cannot use the military as civilian cops unless by an act of Congress. I do not believe that Jade Helm 15 has been authorized by Congress. And I don't see anything in the Constitution that authorizes it as well. That's 18 U.S.C. Code 1385. Now, there's something else I want to bring to everybody's attention. John, did that answer your question? John, they're actually not, you know how they're getting away? They're getting away with posse comitatus because they're saying this is not law enforcement. This is simply a training exercise. In other words, they're fudging the words. That's what they're doing. They're calling it something else. All right? John, if you notice the map of Jade Helm 15, look at the map of Jade Helm 15. All of them are southern states and Texas primarily. These are states that overwhelmingly voted against Barack Obama. Does that answer your question? And who did the Northeast vote for twice? Who did they go for? Now, let's see if you can answer that, John. Like New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. Who did they vote for in 08 and 012? Who did those states go to? I'll give you a hint. He lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now. Okay, now you got it. There's something else I want to bring to everybody's attention. Now, this is going to be quite, well, it's going to be somewhat disturbing, but I want you all to listen to this. This is from Title 22, U.S. Code, Subchapter 2551, Congressional Statement of Purpose. An ultimate goal of the United States is a world in which free from the scourge of war and the dangers and burdens of armaments. Basically, this is going to be talking about disarmament and nonproliferation. One, the preparation for management of the United States participation in international negotiations and implementation for in the arms control, nonproliferation, and disarmament field. Two, the conduct, support, and coordination of research for arms control, nonproliferation, and disarmament policy formulation. Three, the preparation for operation of or direction of United States participation in such control systems as may become part of the United States arms control, nonproliferation, disarmament activities. And four, the dissemination and coordination of public information concerning arms control, nonproliferation, and disarmament. You've heard this term, Agenda 21. This global government, the sustainability. There are people in the world that want to have a say-so in Main Street USA. They want the United States disarmed. They want the United States brought down. I got news for them. The American people ain't having it. It's not going to happen. So all of you New World Order people and all of you people over in whatever third world country you are, if you think that you're going to have a say-so on what happens in Main Street, USA, think again. Not going to happen. Now, so I've gave my opinion on what I think Jade Helm is, and I've admonished everybody to be vigilant. You watch, you look, you listen, but above all, you be prepared. That is our best course of action, in my considered opinion. It is also the course of action that the government is least going to expect the American people to do. They're going to expect panic and apathy and apprehension and fear and nervousness. You watch, you look, you listen, because you'll know when something is out of place. You'll know when somebody doesn't belong. Now, it is true, and I don't want anybody to doubt this. There are, right now, there are foreign troops on U.S. soil. On loan from the UN. They are here. That is a fact. They encompass from several different nations. And you'll notice these are going to be people, they're not going to talk a lot, especially in front of us, because then they'll be given away. So keep that in mind when you're looking and watching and being vigilant. So, folks, thank you for tuning in to the Signalis Show. Thank you for listening to what we were talking about, Jade Helm 15. Once again, this is slated to start July 15th through September 15th, but they are already saying in some sources that it's already underway. Whatever the case may be, start preparing now, get your state of mind ready, and above all, be vigilant and be aware of your surroundings and be prepared to act accordingly. So until next Tuesday, we'll more have another subject. I'll be telling everybody what's going to be going on later on. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Signalis Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, New Colony Network. God bless you. God bless our Constitution. God bless the American people. And God bless America. We'll see you next Tuesday.